I recently went to a UK crowdfunding association evening, where I gave a short presentation, along with a dozen or so others, on the mistakes we've made in the crowdfunding process. The little speeches were all mercifully short and no more than mildly lunatic in most cases. The litany of cock-ups and confessions had a common theme. The crowdfunding experience for most of us practitioners was a little like watching an elderly relative getting up for a bop at a wedding. It is exciting in theory and practically it's possible, fun even. But after a while, you can wonder whether it was quite such a good idea. I'm not saying that crowdfunding is a financial services version of dad dancing, far from it. But I am saying that it's time to watch out for and to avoid embarrassment. That may be easier said than done. The interest in our sector is growing all the time. Royal Bank of Scotland recently made a Me Too announcement of what looks like carefully calibrated vagueness. They're going to launch some sort of crowdfunding-alike thing. I'm not quite sure, as you probably gather, that I understand it, and I suspect that commentators and pundits generally aren't meant to. In a similar spirit, Lloyds Bank is going to close 200 branches and open 50 brand spanking new ones. The ambition of being the last branch on the high street isn't even a pious aspiration anymore. It's just been abandoned. The new branches are going to supposedly be all digital and different. They'll be about iPads and facilitated internet discussion screens. Which is, I'm afraid, missing the point. All this Me Too-ness may or may not be a deliberate act of war against human beings, but it seems like it may be having that effect. If the future is a labyrinth of automated voice interaction systems, it's time to stop the world because I, for one, want to get off. And I suspect I wouldn't be alone in that. At the panting digital heart of Money & Co. is a hugely powerful digital platform. It took 100 man years to build. But the way we do our business really is about people. Our credit analysis team are a charming set in social life, but in the office, they're the Darth Vaders of credit control and cash flow analysis. And specifically to the point, they're mindful that we lend money to small businesses where the people who run them are vital to success or failure. The consequence of that is personal contact. They feel they have to clap eyes on the people running the companies that want to borrow our lenders' money. And that's what brings me back to dad dancing and avoiding embarrassment. Crowdfunding's a young industry, and at the Crowdfunding Association event, you sensed an excitement, a sense of community, the liberation of being able to fund business and to pay returns without having to ask some banker's permission, or hearing, as they used to say on the Little Britain television programme, that the computer says no. That said, crowdfunding is becoming trendy. It's attracting a crowd, in fact. But the new imperative is to be watchful, to focus on the people behind the businesses, not the trendiness of the mechanism. Otherwise, we may see a few dads falling on the floor, and the consequences of that could be painful and expensive.